I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. About 150 men gathered outside Martin Luther King Jr.'s school on Tuesday to welcome students back to classes. This is the second year of an event that's now spreading to schools across the capital city.
Brothers, I am introducing today Joseph going to the fifth grade. Let's give him some love. Yeah!
Three small children walk in front of Javier Martino as men on either side of him high-five the kids and wish them well in their first week of school.
But it's awesome. Oh, it was awesome. It's beautiful, man, to see all the fathers out there and everything. That's great.
What began as an idea last year on social media has now turned into a citywide movement aimed at motivating kids to learn by showing them role models who are men of color. Pastor A.J. Johnson is one of several men who has worked to get the word out about the event.
When we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have politicians, we have judges, we have fast food workers, we have a little bit of everyone here. And we just want the community to know that we are here for them. Just because they go to a community school in a neighborhood that's always seen on different mass media sites as poor or bad, that there are positive people here to support them.
Some of the kids are a little shy. Others run up the line of men, smiling big and eagerly smacking hands with their role models, who are all dressed to the nines. One of them is Reverend Henry Brown. He founded Mothers United Against Violence and choked up as he talked about how important the gathering was to him.
It's a great thing, man. I'm so happy that we all could come out, particularly for all the children, man, just to see the joy on their face, man. It's touching, very touching. And I hope that this is only the beginning.
Pastor Johnson says it's especially important to support boys in the eighth grade, who are often vulnerable to outside influences, both good and bad. Men are expected to gather at three more Hartford schools this week to spread their welcome message. David DeRoche, WNPR News.